Sarah Duckett, Dylan Price, Anna Crowley, Brianna Dolman, and Ella Fuller will start for the Redbirds. And for the Eagles, Addison Rutledge, Reagan Wells, Ella Phipps, Hadley Chowning, and Grace Berkshire. We'll see Callie McDaniel, Macy Bolander, Macy Tharp, Kaylee Henry. We could see Corey Lynn and Ashlyn Henry as well tonight for the Lady Eagles. But ought to be a good Monday night matchup here at the Nest. We appreciate you folks tuning in. And
I think there's something. Ricky's having some issues with the live stream.
Yeah.
There is a live stream through the high school. It's. I was trying to find it here.
Yeah, it's again.
Liberty MVBT Athletics.
Yeah, I'm not sure what our issue is. Again, with this is our first year kind of putting this all together, the live stream, and it took us a few football games, and then we got going and got everything lined out. So just bear with us, be patient. We'll get this live stream all ironed out and underway. So we're at center court. Wells and Dolman at center court. And again, there's a size advantage. East Carter will win the tip. Looking at your radio dial left to right, East Carter's going to work to the left. Lady Eagles will come out. They'll play man-to-man. Hand off at the wing, bounce pass out top. Liberty forcing the ball away. Oop, there's a drive to the basket. Layup too high off the glass, and the Lady Eagles will bring it the other direction. And a double dribble. Call against Liberty. Addison kind of, she got it cleared. Picked the dribble up. Addison will be back on defense right now, pressuring the ball as it crosses the timeline. Redbird toss it inside, looking with the left hand. Scoop shot is good for Dolman. Redbirds are on the board first. There's a blocking foul. It's going to be called against Keith Carter in the backcourt. That'll be against Dylan Price, her first. And again, five fouls per quarter, you're shooting double bonus.
Yep. I'm still on the fence. I'm trying to find the good about it.
Yeah.
And I haven't found it yet.
Liberty looks to toss it down onto the baseline to Hadley and swat it away out of bounds. Liberty will bring it in on their baseline. Rutledge will toss it in. Finds Chowning in the corner. Feeds it inside, high up off the glass, up and in for two. Reagan Wells, and we're tied up. Eagles extend their defense the length of the floor, and there's a travel. That's where defense will help you out right there.
Defensive pressure.
This forces you to make a pass you don't have to make.
Yep.
Now East Carter will show a little pressure. Liberty tries to rip it inside and it's taken away, then taken back. Here's a three by Liberty. Front iron, no good. Rebound. Redbirds on a fast break on the baseline, and they turn it back over. Couple missed opportunities for the Redbirds right there. 2-2,
yep.
Your score.
Yeah, two times that they had the defense, Liberty defense, on their heels there and just kind of turned the ball over.
Eagles get it to Wells. Wells, short jumper, goes up, no good. Brookshire can't hang on to it on the rebound, and East Carter comes the other way and a double dribble. That's three turnovers on East Carter. Eagle basketball. Wells will toss it in on the sideline to Chowney. Chowney's going to be picked up by Price in the backcourt. Peels it over to Bolander, who's checked into the ballgame. Bolander back to Chowning. Chowning at the wing. Looks for Bolander. Tipped into the backcourt by the Redbirds. So Bolander's able to retrieve it. She'll get it back set up into the half court. inside, tossed towards Wells, tipped away, run down by Bolander, back to Wells, inside, shot put up off the glass, no good. And there's going to be a foul. That was a...
I have to call a jump ball.
Oh, okay. Ella Phipps trying to force one up. Jump ball and possession arrow, Liberty. Reagan Wells throws it out top to Chowney. Back to Wells at the wing. Skip pass, back out top to Chowney. Inside to Wells. Double team. Shot up and in. That was in traffic. And the Lady Eagles are up 4-2. East Carter with the basketball. They get through the pressure, toss it down low, shot up and in. Two more for Dolman. Tied up at 4. 5:10 to go in the first. Counting in the backcourt. Long pass, feeds it over to Bolander. Bolander skips it out top to Phipps. Phipps for 3. In and out, no good. Now under the basket. Redbirds will clear it out. Long pass down the floor. Drive to the bucket. Shot's up, no good. Chowning with the rebound. She'll clear it out herself. Gets it across the timeline. Top of the key. Toss it in the corner. Wells, wide open 3. In and out, no good. Rebound's going to be controlled by East Carter. Dolman gives it off to Price. Price looks to zip it down onto the baseline. Out of bounds. And that's going to be Liberty basketball.
I like the pace. The up and down pace that favors Liberty.
Checking in, number 30, Callie Henry. She checks in for Brookshire. If you're going to play down low tonight, you're going to have to be physical. Lady Eagles and illegal screen.
Tried to take that physicality out the top and get called for one.
You get seen out there. 4-4, halfway through the first. Redbirds for 3. In and out, no good. Wells fights for the rebound, stripped of it. Dolman goes up and is fouled. She'll shoot 2 from the line.
Got Reagan on that one.
Team foul number 2. For the Lady Eagles. Again, you get 5. Then your opponent is shooting 2 free throws. No more 1-1. Changes a lot of strategy.
Absolutely.
Second free throw is good. So it's 5-4, East Carter.
It almost rewards bad free throw shooting.
Yeah.
Coming down the stretch. Because there is no more 1-1. To reward good free throw shooting.
Just another way to get rid of rebounding. Get lessen the importance of a rebound in the game of basketball. Free throw, jump shot, good. Count it for Phipps. That was a nice shot. And tipped loose ball. It's going to stay with East Carter. Hadley got a piece of it. Checking in now, number 12, Macy Tharp. Checking back in, Brookshire. Or Berkshire, it's not Brook, it's Berkshire.
Burke.
Dolman with the inbound pass.
Ooh.
Goes up, shoots, and that was Hadley. Hadley got the raw end of that deal. Brianna Dolman is, 6'2"?
Yeah.
Solid. Maybe it made her mad.
We need something here.
First free throw's good. Ties it up at 6. 3:31 to go in the first. Second free throw is good. She makes them both. And it's a 7-6 ball game. East Carter with the lead, Liberty with the basketball. Chowning out top. 5 out. Now flashing down low is Bolander. Downing reverses. Guarded by Dylan Price. Skips it across to Phipps. Phipps going to go in, shoot. Too strong on the layup. Rebound taken by East Carter. Redbird. Kick it to the wing. Here's a three. It's long, no good. And a rebound taken by Phipps. Phipps gets it to Chowning. Chowning gets it inside the volleyball line. Here's a three. No good. And jump ball. Possession arrow. It's going to be East Carter. Somebody's having a hard time getting it inside.
Kind of getting everything going. We're just kind of standing, waiting for something to come open instead of kind of pushing the issue here.
East Carter gets it inside and a foul. That's going to be on Chowning. That's her first team foul, number four. And
that's her second.
Oh, that's her. That's Hadley's second?
Mm-hmm. That big collision down there they called on her.
Ooh. First free throw by Sierra Duckett. No good. She'll get another to make it a two-point ball game. East Carter's about a 40-minute, 45-minute drive from here. Down on 60. Second one's good. Lady Eagles down by two. Phipps throws it away. Inside, give and go, and East Carter gives it right back. Those five turnovers kind of what's keeping Liberty around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm kind of having flashbacks from this championship game the other night.
East Carter with the pressure. Liberty's able to elude it. Phipps going to drive in, shoot a layup. Ella with 4 points down. It ties it up at eight. There's a drive, shot up, and in. That's Dylan Price with the drive. Chance for an old-fashioned three.
I got Addie Rutledge there on that foul.
That's her first. But now, East Carter will be shooting two free throws for the next 2 minutes. Old-fashioned three is good for Dylan Price. And Liberty travels. Turnover number three. East Carter will start it with Price. Price keeps it out high, then now a toss into the corner to Duckett. Duckett has it blocked, but it's picked up by Dolman. 3 second violation. And it's an East Carter turnover. That's number six. 32. I don't have a 32.
For East Carter?
Yeah. I bet that's Caitlin Nichols. Pressure, and now we got a foul. No, timeout. Liberty's going to use the timeout. 1:39 to go in the first. We'll take our first timeout. You're listening to Lady Eagle Basketball on the Fox 96.9. All right, welcome back. Welcome back. 1:39 to go in the first. 11-8. East Carter with the lead. It'll be Liberty Basketball. Reagan Wells will toss it in on the baseline. They'll get it to Phipps. Phipps across the timeline, steps out of bounds, gives it right back. Turnover number four. We're starting to catch them with turnovers.
We didn't want them to get out there and have all the turnovers.
That was kind of helping us there. East Carter tossed it inside, and they turn it right back over. Liberty now with the fast break opportunity and trying to get it down low. They get it. There it is. And up and in, two more for Reagan Wells. 11-10, East Carter. Redbirds with the basketball. Lady Eagles staying. Now they're falling back into a zone, aren't they?
Yep.
packing it in. Working outside is Price. Loose ball. Liberty takes it away. White, black, he said.
Goes off of the East Carter's knee.
Into a Liberty that was standing out of bounds.
Yep.
Here's a three by Dolman. Oh, if you can get that loose rebound, you got to get it. Here's another three, and that's good for Dylan Price. If you got an opportunity to get a loose ball, get it.
Yep, you got to go get it.
Liberty turns it over. That's number five. 14-10, East Carter. Redbirds with the basketball. Dylan Price for the Lady Redbirds will toss it in. Duck it. Oh, they got their names on the back of the jersey, too. Out top. Here's a three, and it's off the back iron. Rebound, Phipps, and a turnover. Floater, front of the rim, up no good. Rebound, Wells. Wells, long pass down the floor. Turnover. That's two trips we didn't get a shot. You want to at least get a look.
Yeah.
14-10, 4 seconds. Better shoot it. And Dolman puts it up, no good. So, after one quarter of play, East Carter 14, Liberty 10. We'll take a break. We'll come back in 60 seconds with the second period. You're listening to Eagle Basketball on the Fox. And welcome back. We've got 14-10, and, you know, Tyler, unforced errors.
Yeah, unforced errors, and we got to clean up the fouls. We put them in the double bonus with like 3 minutes to go in the in the first quarter. So,
Lady Eagles get the basketball, start the second. Wells to Pitt. Off to Bolander. Out top to Rutledge. Tossing it inside. Nowhere to go. And trying to go back outside. Turnover. Pushing it down. It's Price. Drive, shoot. She's fouled and will shoot two from the line. Well, if you get it inside, you need to go up real quick with it.
Yeah. Yeah. And they just hit Reagan there for her second.
First free throw is good. And that gets a little activity on the Liberty bench. Rutledge. Second free throw is good. 16-10.
Macy Tharp coming back in.
Now, East Carter, they're kind of backing up with their defense. They'll pick Liberty up in the half court. Rutledge works it in front of the Redbird bench. Here's a three that goes up, no good, and it'll be East Carter basketball. Dylan Price for the Redbirds. Top key, works it to the wing. Here's a three, off the rim, no good. Bounce pass back out top, spins it around. Here's another three. Dylan Price, her second of the game. And it makes it 19-10. Lady Eagles, they need a bucket. Here's a three from the wing. Off the mark, no good. Rebound, take it. Oh, you got away with one. There's Phipps with the short jumpers, good.
Yeah, that could have been an offensive foul right there, headed the other way.
Yeah. East Carter, they're going to shoot another three. In and out, no good. Rebound taken by Phipps. Phipps out top. Tries to bounce it inside. It's a turnover. Here comes East Carter. They get bailed out. Liberty almost had a takeaway. Addison Rutledge almost picked it off on the baseline, but rolls out of bounds.
Number three, Jaylee Tharp into the game.
East Carter tosses it in. 10-footer. Good. Dylan Price. She's starting to fill up the scorebook.
Got 13 already.
And Lady Eagles turn it over. Double dribble. That's 10 turnovers now. Hadley's going to come back out. She's got to play really smart now with two fouls.
Yeah.
6:15 here in the first half, 21-12. Crowley. Now they'll zip it into the corner. Here's a three off the mark, no good. Dolman puts it in on the rebound. Timeout. Liberty with 6 minutes to go in the half, 23-12. We'll take a break. Come right back. You're listening to Eagle Basketball on the Fox. Well, welcome back. 23-12. Liberty's really packing it in, and they've kind of taken away that entry pass. But, you know, they're shooting the three. They're getting those offensive boards.
Yeah. Yeah. Big keys. I mean, you got to block out. I mean, it's so fundamental. Everybody talks about it, but if you don't do it, you get killed on the board.
Chowning with the basketball for the Lady Eagles. Oh, there's a nice bounce pass and underneath. Nice feed to Bolander. Liberty can't cash in. And at the other end, East Carter on the fast break. Dolman gets two more. Well, she gets down there to low block.
She's hard. She's tough to handle.
Oh, man. Chowning with the drive. Pull up is good. 25-14. Lady Eagles need to stop. Zip into the corner. Back to Dolman. Dolman front of the rim. Two more.
Yeah, she's just pretty much doing whatever she wants right now.
Yeah. Lady Eagles with 5:05 to go in the half. 27-14. Chowning. 8-footer goes up. No good. Rebound taken by Crowley. And East Carter will turn it over.
Yeah, Liberty has no answer for Dolman inside right now.
Mm-hmm. 4:50 to go here in the half, 27-14. Chowning, leaner, up and in, two more. Need another stop. Get it to single digits. Dolman up and in. Won't fall. Rebound taken by Liberty. Phipps gets it. She'll clear it out. Makes the pass in the corner. Oh. I was always told if they're close enough to hand it to them, don't pass it.
Don't pass it. Reverse it. Get a different look. Because if you picked it up in that corner, obviously your look wasn't very good, and hers isn't going to be either.
She'll get the same one you had. Callie Henry back into the ball game for the Lady Eagles. Chowning out top for Liberty. 4:10 to go in the half, 27-16. A couple threes get knocked in. That kind of changes everything real quick. Here's the first one. Oh, off the mark, no good. And there you go. I like that.
Not a girl, Callie.
Yep. Callie got the rebound and just went straight up. Got the contact. Now she's going to go to the line. Shoot two. Clock will stop with 4 minutes, 4:01 to be exact. No, they're not going to.
Oh, wow. Called that on the floor?
Yeah. Chowning gets it to Rutledge and two for Addison. That works. 9-point ball game. East Carter. They get it inside. Shot put up. Partially blocked. It's going to be picked up by Liberty. All right. Oh, you dribbled it off your foot out of bounds. Well, that was a golden opportunity right there to cut it to 7. Now you got to get another stop.
And Liberty's showing here in the last couple trips. When you get good looks, good things happen.
Yeah. You got to be patient. East Carter, you can tell East Carter settled down a little bit. Now they've gotten into their game.
Goodness.
There's a drive and a foul. Dylan Price with the penetration. She will shoot two. Foul's going to be hit on Macy Bolander, her first. Team foul number three. First one's good. Something else, you know, a shooter like Price, you don't want her on the free throw line early.
No.
Second one's good. That's her third trip to the line. Now Liberty's going to sub back in Reagan Wells. Liberty down by 11 with 3:26 to go.
I'd like to see him get back to at least four or five before the half.
Here comes the double team out top, rolling it inside to Henry. Henry travels. Those are what really hurt when you don't even get a look.
Yeah. You got the penetration and everything. The defense is broke down, and you still just create turnovers.
Well, and East Carter is giving it right back. They're giving Liberty every opportunity.
Yeah, giving us every chance in the world to stay in this ball game.
3 minutes to go in the half. Chowning gets it to Wells. Wells uses the dribble, gets it right back to Chowney. There's a little roll pass inside. Oh, block shot. Kick out. Skips it to the wing. Now to Wells. Short jumper good for Rutledge. 9-point ball game, 29-20. Get a stop, and there it is, double dribble. Turnover number 11. For East Carter. Liberty's got 12. 2:33 to go.
Not a stat that you like to lead in.
No. This is a big possession right here. This possession could go a long way in the outcome of this game. Wells, Henry, Rutledge, outside the three-point line, back out top to Henry. Chowning catches, feeds it over to Wells. Wells, right back to Chowning. 2:07 to go. Get pass in the corner to Henry. Henry, nice bounce pass to Rutledge. Rutledge is fouled. She'll shoot two. Nothing wrong with that. Who is it on?
Number four.
Okay, Sierra Duckett. It's her first. Addison Rutledge, first one rolls out.
Come on, Eddie.
Second one is on the way. It is up and good. 8-point ball game.
Oh. Goodness.
There's out top Price. She's a good ball handler. Price drives, left hand scoop shot, good.
Yeah, she's a solid ball player.
Chowning now for Liberty. Sets up at the wing, looks to go baseline. That's going to be a blocking foul on Price. That's her second. Now, load up and go at her.
Absolutely.
Chowning gets the inbound. Goes baseline again. Reverse layup. Won't fall. And the rebound's going to be pulled down by Crowley. And knocked away. Last touch by Liberty. 91 seconds to go in the half. 31-21. Duckett for East Carter.
Goodness.
Underneath, shot put up. Nobody rebounded. Another shot put up, rebound no good, and Dolman finally says, let me have it, and puts it up and in. 33-21, 65 seconds to go.
Chowning at the wing. Brings it to Henry. Henry finds Wells. Wells going to drive in. Shot up, no good. Rutledge goes up, no good. It's kicked out of bounds. It'll be Liberty basketball. Phipps comes in for Wells. 52 seconds to go. Rutledge will trigger it in. And does so. Now Phipps catches. Baseline goes up. Off the rim, no good. Liberty tries to keep it alive, but the size makes it really difficult to do. East Carter the other end. Price dribbles to the baseline, kicks it out. Wide open three up, no good. Rebound taken by East Carter. Drive to the basket. Shot no good. Liberty with 25 seconds. Chowning's going to attack the basket. Pull-up shot, no good. She's fouled, and that's the first one on Dolman. And Hadley will go to the line and shoot two. Make it a 10-point ball game. First one is up, but no good. She'll get another.
Gotta have the free ones. Gotta have the free ones.
One, two. That's our fourth one missed. Second one's no good. Rebound taken by East Carter. Price. Oh, fouled. That's going to be on Ella Phipps. No shooting violation. 16 seconds. East Carter will bring it in at the Liberty bench. And they get it to Price. Price works against Rutledge. Kicks it to the wing. Back out top. Feeds it to Dolman. Dolman kicks it out. Here's a high arcing three shot. No good. Henry throws one up at half court. No good. After one half of play, East Carter 33, Liberty 21. We'll take a three-minute break. Come back. Go through first half stats. You're listening to Eagle Basketball on the Fox 96.9.